Hello and welcome to the Happy Healthy Entrepreneur Podcast with me, Sarah Swanton. And I want to ask you, would you like to be more consistent when it comes to creating content? Well, if that's the case, then you're certainly not alone. And that's what I'm going to cover off in today's podcast. And as a mindset coach to entrepreneurs and small business owners, the conversation I frequently hear is this. I know I should be writing blogs. I know I should be recording videos, or I know I should be more active on social media, but I just can't seem to get going with it. Can you help? Well, the good news is it's really common. So that's the first thing to remember. The fact that it's very common means that you're not the only one feeling like you're not producing content. There are lots of other people out there doing it. But the even better news is everyone has the ability to get going with it. So I know that when you're not quite there yet in a routine, it feels incredibly frustrating. And it's worrying too, because if there's one thing we all know as creators of our own income, is that money comes when we get visible to people. So I'm going to address what gets in the way when it comes to creating and sharing content online consistently. So the first one is the fear of being criticized. So the fear that, what if people don't like what I'm saying? What if they don't get what I'm saying? What if I'm talking absolute nonsense? You know, there is so much noise in our heads sometimes. It's actually a wonder we get anything done, isn't it? But the fear of being criticized by others can look and feel so very real to us, to the point that we may retreat and it seems easier just not to bother, or perhaps produce something much more vanilla, if you like, or bland than what we really want to say. And what I want to say to that is certainly not vanilla, so be prepared for this one. There is a possibility that the next blog post you write or the next video you record could get criticized. Like, that could happen. But, and here's the good news, the issue is not that you'll be criticized, rather the issue is that you think you couldn't handle it if you were. And the truth is, you could. Whatever happens, you would deal with it. And as humans, we are far more resilient than we think or give ourselves credit for. In fact, we are so much better at dealing with the reality of things not going away than we are dealing with the same scenario imagined. In other words, we are built for reality, and resilience has had your back, if you like. It's had it all your life, whether you've been aware of it or not. So that's a little bit about fear of being criticized. The next one is our expectations are unrealistic. And this is very much looking at the practical here. So I want to ask you, is the time that you need to create content actually available to you in your diary? So if you have an expectation of yourself to write maybe one blog post every week, okay, one blog post every week to go out on a Wednesday, but your Monday and Tuesday is taken up with client work or catching up on admin. And if that's the case, then you don't have a blog post. And we humans, we're so funny because we overlook the basics and then we beat ourselves up for not keeping up. And the reality is we so often innocently set ourselves up to fail. And the moment we see that, we can correct it. We can do something about it. And when you think about it, consistency is much more important than quantity. So what I'm saying here is, if it's more realistic that a monthly newsletter is going to make sure you're more consistent than trying to get one out every week, you know, that's far better. Do that. You know, a monthly newsletter that arrives regularly and consistently trumps an ad hoc weekly one. The next one is allowing how you feel to dictate your actions. So if you're finding there's inconsistency in how often you create content, and you've already looked at and corrected your expectations versus time actually available, then my guess is that it's something else, and it's probably this. You've been allowing how you feel to dictate your actions. You've been allowing how you feel to dictate your actions. So, I mean, when you think about it, there's no doubt, right, that when we're feeling passionate about our work and we're full of energy, it feels good and getting stuff done is a lot easier, right? However, what about those times when we don't feel good? Does that mean that we don't do it, or we just have to white knuckle our way through? And I'm actually going to suggest an alternative, because the truth is, we can take action on anything regardless of how we feel. So contrary to popular belief, how we feel and the task in hand are not connected. So let's take recording a video, for example. I know it really seems like there is a cause and effect happening. Look, I go to record a video and I feel nervous. I am not making that up. No, you're not making that up. But the fact that the activity causes the anxiety, that's made up. It's a misunderstanding. And the reason we can know, really know, that it's a misunderstanding is that if it were true, creating videos is the cause of anxiety, then it would be true for every single person who creates videos. And of course, that's simply not true, is it? Some people love creating videos. In fact, I happen to be one of them. Now, that's not to say that I don't sometimes feel nervous. But when I do, I know it doesn't mean anything. I know that the two aren't connected. You see, as humans, we feel all sorts of emotions on a daily basis. Happy, sad, excited, anxious, all quite normal. All completely normal emotions. Much of it goes unnoticed. But the minute we become aware of what we're feeling, we immediately put our detective hat on and we try to find the reason, invariably opting for something outside of us. And it's at that moment, boom, we've made a connection. But it's a faulty connection. And when you begin to realize, like insightfully realize, that activities, situations, other people, they are not the direct cause of the thoughts and the feelings you experience inside your mind and your body, that only you are the creator of your thoughts and feelings. When you begin to realize that, well, the implications of that are just huge. And it means that, in the words of my mentor here, I'm going to quote Jamie Smart, you are free to play full out in the game of life. And how cool is that? So I hope you found that useful. And if so, you may be interested to know that my group coaching and mentoring program is going to be running again in the new year. and it's called The Effortless Path to Success. And interestingly, one of the modules we cover is all about uncovering the joy of sales and marketing. So that fear, anxiety, resistance, all of that, it just doesn't seem to rule the show like it might have done up to now. So if you're interested in that, enrollment isn't quite open yet, but if you want to be notified when it does, just go to sarahswanton.com and sign up for the newsletter. That's all from me. See you in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.